Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, and I'm coming at you live from the Fresno Food Expo 2016, and I'm here with Wawona Frozen Foods, and we are cooking up a storm today here on the California Fresh Kitchen, and we're working today with Wawona's frozen peaches. Now, let me tell you some of the benefits of using frozen peaches. First of all, they freeze these peaches while they're still full of nutrients, so you're not having anything bad here. You're actually having something very, very healthy, and by flash freezing it the way Wawona does, we are able to get a product that is far more superb than anything that you've ever had right here. So this is my recipe for a peach bread pudding with a little bit of chocolate drizzle. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is take some bread that I like to use bread that's not really stale. Stale is definitely not a word a chef likes to use, but bread that's got a little, it's got a little bit of age to it. It's a little bit crispier. And the reason why I do it like this is because when we actually bake this, we're going to have such a great and such a superb product that it's not going to have a bad taste to it. And with the Wawona peaches, it's going to make it that much better. So what I'm going to do is take the bread. We're going to take this bread. We're going to cut it up small. I'm going to put it into a nice baking sheet. I'm going to add 3 cups of Wawona peaches to it at a time. We're going to do the first 3 cups. We're going to put them on the bottom. We're going to put the bread on the top. I'm going to put more peaches right on the top. So we're going to use 6 cups of the peaches all day. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add in some semi-sweet chocolate chips, because chocolate chips and peaches, believe it or not, were meant to be. The next thing I'm going to do is add in 3 eggs, 2 cups of sugar to start, and then we'll add 2 more cups of sugar. We're going to add in 2 cups of cream. We're going to mix this around with our hands. Make sure you're wearing gloves, or if you want to smash it with like a bean smasher, that's fine. But remember, the peaches are the stars, so we don't want to over press our peaches. We want to make sure they're nice and whole and nice and bold. So once these peaches are doing what they're supposed to do, I'm going to go ahead and pop this in the oven. And I'm going to put it in the oven at 375 degrees for about 26 minutes. If you have a convection fan on, it's probably about 21 minutes. And then you're going to pull it out, let it cool at room temperature before serving, and enjoy. This is one of the most incredible peach recipes you will ever have. And with these frozen peaches, they have so much moisture to them that as they bake, they start to release some of that moisture, only for the better. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And remember to give me a like on my Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for AgNet West.